From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States is holding firm in its insistence that Chinese agents sent to covertly round up and pressure Chinese fugitives to return home must stop it. The State Department Monday refused to comment directly about allegations first reported by the New York Times, but it made clear such activity is not permitted without giving notice to the U.S. Attorney General. Rescue teams were poised to hike through rugged terrain Tuesday toward the wreckage of an Indonesian airliner. The plane crashed Sunday with 54 people aboard. A search plane spotted the debris from the ill-fated aircraft in the eastern province of Papua. There has been no word about possible survivors. A bombing outside a popular religious shrine in central Bangkok Monday evening left at least 18 dead. Ron Corbin reports.
A bomb concealed in a motorbike went off at 7 p.m. at a Hindu shrine popular with overseas tourists. As of late Monday evening, no one had claimed responsibility for the bombing. Defense Minister Prawit Wongsawan condemned the attack, but said it is too early to say if the bombing was politically motivated or terrorism. The shrine, which is particularly popular with Chinese and Japanese tourists, sits at a busy commercial intersection near major international hotels and across the road from a large police compound. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has refused to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending his country's 20-month-long civil war. Mediators in talks in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, say Mr. Kiir told them he needs 15 days before he will sign the agreement, during which time he will return home and consult with various constituencies. This is VOA News.